As I am recording this, my kids are screaming upstairs. I don't know why. Probably something incredibly important, like not having batteries or somebody else's turn. Who knows? Anyways, 2020 has been kind of a rough year. We have a lot of plans coming up for the 2021 season when it comes to, you know, the podcast, the Twitch channel. You know, we've upgraded a lot of equipment over time. We've broadened the things that we talk about. We've brought on tons of members from the Gwent community, you know, pro players, non-pro players, new streamers, old streamers. And we've also talked about things not have to do with Gwent. We have a lot of other ideas for this next year. We hope you want to be a part of it. As always, make sure you hit the subscribe button in your podcast engine of choice and like and comment on the podcast. Let us know how we're doing, what you would like to see. As always, if you want to be a part of the podcast, there's multiple ways to do it, whether it's just giving us suggestions when we're live streaming or through our Discord or PMing us and letting us know you'd like to be on the podcast. We're offering up multiple spots for multiple different ideas. Not everything has to be about Gwent, but we try to keep it Gwent focused. If you feel more inclined monetary wise, you can also sponsor us through the anchor.fm link that should be in the podcast, and that will give us a monthly contribution, which we do not expect, of course, but if you're willing to do it, it definitely helps us in the long run. But if you guys are just here to listen, that's fine too. Again, if you don't celebrate the holidays or whatever, I hope your 2021 year brings you tons of fantastic things, tons of new opportunities, and tons of new challenges to straighten your life. So guys, thanks again for listening to the podcast. It's been a fantastic year. Thank you again all so much. I can't say thank you enough. So if I have said it like 5 times in a row, it's not that I forgot I said thank you. It's just that I want to keep saying thank you. So again, guys, without further ado, here's our Christmas episode, even though it has really nothing to do with Christmas. I'm running out of names for things. So yeah, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Dark Temp 66, aka Joe. I was going to take the first couple minutes to just start singing Christmas carols, but I got talked out of it, so I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to introduce a couple people new to the podcast, to the stream. Hopefully, you guys are having a fantastic week. First, we're going to start out with with Shane Arita. Tell us a little about yourself, what you're playing, and just your channel. Let's talk about that.
Oh, well, I'm a noob to streaming and Gwent. I just started streaming probably like a couple weeks ago and then started playing Gwent at the same time. Also do some role-playing games, which have been a lot of fun. I just downloaded BioShock, a few other ones. My channel is Shane with R-I-Q-U-A at the end. No one can ever say my channel name, so everyone calls me Shane. It's actually called Shaneriqua.
Wait, didn't I get that right the first time last night?
You did. Very few people do.
I thought so.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're playing Gwent right now. What decks are you playing? What decks do you like? All that good stuff.
So I'm a huge fan of the monster deck. Thrive currently, and then I just opened about 15 kegs, so I'm going to start my Nilfgaard deck after we get off this podcast.
Well, very good. We appreciate you joining us. We make the podcast not only about people who are like in the pro rank, but this podcast was especially made for people who are starting the game or trying to get into the community and stuff like that. So we appreciate you having here. Then of course we have Lemon from Team Creve. I don't think he needs any type of introduction, but I'm going to give him one. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you play, all that good stuff.
Right, so I stream Gwyn. I've been doing it for a few months now. I'd split my time between playing a bit of memes and also trying to climb the pro ladder a bit. Especially going into next year when the competitive season is renewing, I'll be trying a lot harder to place higher up, so playing more meta decks, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'm the community event organizer on Team Creve, where we've been organizing the Creve League, which has been very successful with like over 50 participants, and we'll be doing the playoffs in January. But yeah, I just really love Gwen, and it's great to be
So this is your opportunity to talk shit about B-Fox. Go for it.
Yes,
Who's
do it.
who's better? I know Beef is gonna see it. Who's better?
Beef is a nice guy, but I think I'm a little bit nicer and a little bit better at the game as well.
Yes.
That sounds like something you hear from like the person you want to date, and they're like, "Well, he's a nice guy, but you know."
I don't want to make too many enemies.
That's hilarious.
I'm joking. So Christmas is this week for some people who celebrate Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I apologize, but this is a week whether you do or not to celebrate things going on in your life. So, guys, what's been going on in your lives outside of Gwent? Anything exciting to talk about? We just want to talk about Gwent and just pretend like we don't have lives.
Let's start off with what me and Shane were playing last night with another friend of mine. We were playing Labyrinthine. It's like a Kickstarter program on Steam. It's a horror-based like co-op game,
Okay.
and it's $10 to get in, and it's like you start off as these like players in a maze, and then in this maze, it's like a hedge maze, and there's monsters roaming around, and then you have to solve puzzles in the maze to get further into the maze. And
Oh my gosh.
you get so turned around in that place, it was nuts while these monsters are chasing you, trying to find all the puzzles to solve. But I mean, for
Oh.
$10, it was a fun game. We played it for like what, 4 hours, Shane? Something like
Yeah, it
that,
was a
three,
good
four
chunk of
hours.
time.
Yeah, and we were running around scared, you know, trying to not die.
Oh, I screamed a lot in that game.
Was pretty fun, little indie game, I guess if you want to call it. And then, because it's a Kickstarter program, because we considered what we paid to get into it, we will get all the content that comes with it for free whenever they start releasing more content. So it's
I
been
might
nice.
try it, man. I might try it.
I
Sounds
once
cool.
downloaded and installed Alien Isolation for $60 and got to the main menu and quit. And was like, okay, I'm done.
And now it's free on Epic
Steam
Games.
refunds it.
Well, I bought it on Xbox and I was just like, I think I played about 5 minutes of it. I've learned multiple times that I cannot play those games, so
That feels bad.
I tried to
It
get him
does
to
feel
play
bad.
Resident Evil 7 and he wasn't having it.
Were you there when I was playing Resident Evil and I had to close my eyes and Twitch stream was guiding me through via chat? Were you there
Yes,
for
oh I was there.
That's
that
hilarious.
one? Man, when I played that, we laughed the whole time.
I can't do it. I can't do.
I think Levin was saying something before.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I didn't really have much to say. I think I just
That
said
you're a
like the
better
game
player than
that just was
B-Fox?
playing sounded cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like it's $10, you know, I mean I don't know what it is in other countries' currencies, you know, when you want to do the conversion, but it's worth it, I think. You know, you're gonna have fun with friends. We were trying to get four people in because that's the max you can play with, but I think three is the limit because the fourth player was like having connection fails, I guess. So, yeah,
Yeah,
I
for
think
some reason it would
three.
only let three people in.
Yeah, three is the limit, I guess. And maybe they'll fix it at some point.
I hope so. I needed another girl on my team.
Yeah.
Talking about like I always forget that people who join the podcast and people who listen to the podcast do not live in the United States. And I know that sounds crazy. Even like Qcenta, like Canada, right? But I pulled
Yeah.
up the list of the amount of people that listen to us, and we what were we at? 34 countries before?
I think so, yeah.
We were at 34. We're
34, 32, or something like
now at
that.
47. And I was listing them off, and I have to remember that, like, when I just start talking about stuff, it's not just about the US. So I apologize, you know, about all that. So, and
It's all
what
good.
time is it in Australia? 3 o'clock? Two
It's
thirty?
2:12 p.m.
Yeah.
It's
Oh,
also like the
lovely.
day after your day right now, so it's Wednesday for
Yeah.
me, but it'll be Tuesday for you guys.
So I was like,
So you're in the future.
Yeah. I was like, are you joining us
Yeah.
tonight? And he's probably like, what do you mean? Like, tonight.
It was that was yesterday for me.
You get used to
Exactly.
it. Everyone is on like the other side of the world pretty much and always
Like I
miss
said,
me.
You know, like they always say about when Aussies, they're going to be a year ahead of us for New Year's. Or not year, a day ahead of us for New Year's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just for anybody listening to the podcast, don't make the whole I'll see you next year joke.
Why
the day
is that?
Before.
Yeah, right.
I hate that joke, man. We'll see you next year there, buddy. and then you see them the next day at work or something. Like, yeah. Stop.
Oh gosh.
I don't need that.
Well, that just ruins the end of the podcast because I was about to say it.
No. Oh.
I was joking. I mean, technically it is true. You won't see us until next year. Yeah. It'll be January 5th for our next episode.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as bad if it's not like the day before New Year's. Like 5 days isn't nearly as bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like 3 hours before and you're saying bye to someone. Like that's when it gets annoying. But what's going on with me? I mean, I'm just getting into like working on Photoshop and Adobe Premiere Pro and that kind of stuff and practicing because I want to take the content thing to the next level. But it's nice to have some time off work to spend with the family for the holidays. And my sister just got engaged this week, so that's a really big thing, and I'm happy for her as well.
Wow,
so yeah, there's some things going on. Yeah. But I mean, there's not a lot I can do outside of work and games because we're going back into the lockdown thing here in a couple days. So yeah, but you know, keeping busy.
That's the nice thing about podcasts and games, right? We can escape the real world of all the crappy shit that's going on around us. But yeah, that's awesome to hear. So we talk about, I mean, Gwent mostly, right? So let's get into Gwent. Last episode, we kind of talked about all the meta impressions we had for the first couple weeks. Has that changed at all? You guys kind of feeling the same thing? I was talking to a couple people from Team Bandit Gang, just hating Lippy. I think they hate Lippy more than I do, which is just, that's right.
Everyone hates Lippy.
Not more than me. I was gonna make an emote of me stabbing Lippy in the side of the throat with a knife, like 5 months ago. What do you guys think? How do you guys think about has your impressions changed? With
you know, I actually haven't played against Lippy in about 2 or 3 days. I don't know what it is, but I haven't been running into it. My impressions are changing in the way that I don't think Colgrim decks are as strong as what people thought they were. I've been able to play around them quite easily the last couple days, and I'm finding kind of the cure to the whole ST movement as well. Lippy still is a really tricky one, and Skellige Warriors are still very good right now. So those are my two biggest problems, the SK Warriors and the Lippy decks. I've been running into less V lately as well, too.
Why do you think it's constantly Skellige that we're constantly having problems running against?
Control. The ability to remove things that you don't like. You know, the opponent can set up shop with all the little engines and all that stuff, but if you could just get rid of the problem, then they don't have that point accumulation they're hoping for. So ultimately, you just outpoint them by a product that just removing their stuff, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, pretty much all their control options are able to trade up very nicely. Like, think of a Hjalmar, think of a Skjordal. You get to remove what the opponent just played and get a nice body on your side of the board.
Mm-hmm. Gerd has actually seen a lot of play too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we like to say Gerd is basically the Skellige version of Werecat. Except there's, you know, you have to play it much earlier.
Yeah, and it's the bronze cards that were pretty strong to begin with. Like, when we're talking about the Raiders and the Great Swords and all these things, right? You know, having these not too expensive new additions in the gold side is really helping Warriors as well. Gerd is inexpensive for what you're getting as well. It's a tall body, it does great points, and it's awesome.
It's literally 7-for-7 worst case scenario. They can get a bunch of damage and bloodthirst in the first half of the round. It's so strong.
Yep.
So Shane, you're playing monsters right now. Like, what rank are you, and what are you kind of seeing with monsters? I mean, I know you're playing the Thrive mechanic, but have you kind of gotten into the V a little bit, or are you just kind of playing Thrive with like the Azreal and Jurgen and stuff like that?
Yeah, just the Thrive. I haven't come across V. I mean, I've played against V, but not playing it myself. No.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see like the game, like, it super changed when I try to explain to people when they first started playing it and they start going into it, that the game you might play with rank 15 to 30 is completely different from the game you'll play from 15 to 1 and is completely different from the game you'll play in pro. So the decks are always going to change on whether you're climbing or whatever it may be. What other decks? I mean, I know the people have been talking about the Precision Strike deck with Skoyatel, right? I know that Team Bandit Gang wrote a really good one. What do you guys, have you guys seen a lot of that? I actually only saw it once, surprisingly enough. I saw a lot of Nilfgaard, and I'm trying to get back into pro. I'm not spending as much time as I used to. So have you guys seen that a lot?
We're talking about the, is it the Precision Strike that's Devotion that focuses on movement as well?
Yeah, that one.
I like it because it has a bit more control options than you would have had with the traditional movement. It doesn't rely just simply on those engines, right? So that's a really cool aspect about it. Do I think it's the best version? It's hard to say because you do kind of, you know, don't have as many tall removal options. So it might struggle against certain decks that you just can't outpoint. And, you know, maybe heavier removal would be preferred, right? But it does look like kind of fun to play, at least.
I think it's very strong personally. To me, that I'm not sure whether Devotion or Non-Devotion is the best version. Because if you go Non-Devotion, you can get the Karathi Heatwave and the Toll Punish. But for me, it's either that or the Elf Movement Hybrid that are the best Skeletal decks right now.
Mm-hmm. So we're also talking about decks and stuff like that. What's going else is going on in the Gwent community? We're talking about the new winter event. So they're giving away all sorts of stuff with powder. What else is going on with that?
Yeah, I think it's just powder, mostly cosmetics. It also gives the players a chance to earn the card backs that were previously, what, last season?
Card backs, like
seasonal. And then, which is also pretty neat too, is back in the shop is the winter board. You can now get a new board. Well, not new board, but an old board, I guess, just for meteorite powder again. And with the event giving away, what, 400 meteorite powder every login?
Along with
it's kinda nuts. 300 or 200 for every daily quest that you complete. And then winning gets you 30 meteorite powder as well.
So we got something cool going on. We also had a really big charity raising event, right? What team was doing that?
It was Team Aretusa.
Yeah, right? Yeah. How much did they wind up raising?
I think it was like $1,800, something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is pretty great for coming from, you know, such a small community, you know, as Gwent that we have, you know, on the Twitch side at least.
Whether it's $5 or $10,000, I mean, it always matters. It's the thought more than anything. So I thought that was a really cool thing when I saw they were raising money for it. So always love to see that.
I think a huge shout out to the Fox Bride because he was like the main person behind it.
Yeah,
he was matching donations, one of the big organizers. So yeah, huge shout out to them.
Yeah. So fantastic job there. What are you guys kind of seeing in the future for the meta? You think that Skoyatel is going to reign supreme? Do you think Skellige? Do you think it's... I originally thought the last episode we did, because I was talking to Qcento about it, the last episode we did, I kind of felt out of place. I didn't play the game enough, and I started to play it more and more and more, and I kind of still feel like it's spread pretty even. I think probably Nilfgaard is probably still trying to find its place, but I think all the factions are pretty even. I mean, do you guys think there's a faction that's above all the rest? Like some of the old ones?
I still think Skellige's up there.
Well, Skellige always is, right?
Yeah. Like, and I definitely think that Syndicate's probably on the back seat this time around.
Yeah.
I've been trying to make it work, and I've really been trying, but I can't get above 24, 23 MMR with it. So it's not a climbing season for SY players, unfortunately, but we're going to keep trying and see if there's something we can do. So hopefully, you know, Syndicate gets the buff. I think that Nilfgaard did get a good buff. I think that they're definitely competitive, and the play rate of Nilfgaard right now is probably like going towards an all-time high this year, if you think about it.
Why do you think... go ahead.
Just because Kolgrim and the anti-mills, okay. And even if you're doing a mill deck, you have good options for mill decks if you're just doing, you know, that sort of play. Lockdown has been seeing tons of play as well. There's just a lot of different options right now that seem to work with some of the new additions that they brought for Nilfgaard.
I'm so salty about that. Last night I played Lemon in a friend match, and he brought anti-mill against my enslave list. I was salty.
I mean, you're playing enslave full, you can't really get that angry at me.
Yeah.
I honestly, what was it? I had 17 cards in deck, and I don't think I drew anything out of from my deck from first round.
Good luck drawing that anything when I just fill your deck with trash.
Yeah, he was filling my deck with garbage. I was mad.
If it makes you feel better, the first time I ran into that deck, I was playing in the Aretusa Gwent League, and Santu absolutely decimated me with it in a tournament setting, and that was the last game that meant I got reverse swept. Sorry.
Feels bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's SK, Nilfgaard, and Skoytel is the big three right now, if I'm not mistaken, but that's just my opinion.
I think
Yeah, and then you
Vi
have the
actually hurt
Vydecks.
now.
Yeah.
Like,
Vydeck
honestly, I'd
is.
consider that tier one.
Which one?
I'll consider Vi as tier one. If they draw all their tutors, they like pretty much no deck can beat it. It's just too many points.
No, I agree, but I haven't really been playing it lately. I don't know if people just slowed down with it or if I just got lucky cues.
Yeah, that's what I was saying,
I
because when I was talking to a
yeah.
couple of people, they were saying it's pretty much all Vi and all Lippi. And I'm also not in pro rank yet, but like I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing people trying to fuck around with Skoyatel movement, you know? So
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a mixture of all, which is good because now we're not seeing, just one particular faction like what was a few seasons ago. We were just strictly seeing SK
it's always
and
been us. It's just
Nature's
nothing,
Gift
nothing but SK.
from
But I would say Vi gets banned every single time in a tournament setting, though, for sure.
Yep, and I think we
Yeah.
saw that from the Aretusa tournament as well.
Yeah.
And like the one thing with the movement list is that if with SK, if you manage to take out those movement cards, or the engines like the sentries and the matrons, that deck falls apart because the Gezzers is the only thing that's going to be moving along with the Cat Witchers,
Yeah.
and they need those cards for, or the sentries are the key cards in that deck, which is kind of nuts because they're just bronzes, because those are what contributes a lot of the points for that deck.
Yeah, that deck loves the blue coins. You're able to just slap a tactical advantage on one of the sentries. It's very hard to remove it at like 10 effective power.
Yeah.
So I think outside of that, we've talked about kind of all, not all the stuff, but with the way Gwent's kind of going. I don't think I talked about it on the podcast, but I love the whole being able to gift things like kegs and powder and stuff like that to people. I think that's a really good feature, especially if you're doing like tournaments and stuff. It makes it super easy to gift that stuff. So it is the Christmas holiday, so if you guys are feeling like gifting things to people, it's a good time to do it. And there's all sorts
Airshade.
of.
All right, Dark. What do you want us to buy you,
No, I
Dark?
don't want you to buy me anything.
You know,
Damn it.
if you feel like being generous and
Yeah. Shane can gift her, what, 3,700 meteorite powder right now
Right.
to everybody?
Yes, I have an abundance of it right
There
now.
you go.
Who wants it?
I'll take it.
And we're also just talk
More premiums. Let's go.
we kind of focus on all types of games. I mean, we focus mainly on Gwent. But now we're kind of talking about CDPR, and we know all the stuff going on with Cyberpunk. I don't know if you guys want to talk about Cyberpunk at all, and if you guys care about that. But how do you guys feel about the CDPR situation right now?
I think they're handling it with grace, honestly. Like, they are doing their best to rectify the mistakes that they've made. They promised their refunds. It did take a while for them to actually do it, but I mean, they still did it. And then they're still actively trying to get the game to the state that they wanted to envision for it. Like I was telling, like everybody recently when I posted that picture, I guess, of the apology letter that they sent out to everybody.
Oh,
They
yeah, I
were
saw that.
like, well, what company is going to get on the ball that quickly and update a game that fast and then just not just deal with the damage for months? Like, they promised updates within a week or two and they've delivered on that.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, though. Like, they pushed the game back how many times, right? And they had to actually release it at some point. So, although I do feel like it should have been tested more on the, previous generation consoles, it's not the end of the world. People know that, things are gravitating towards the newer ones, and that's where the priority is, right? And with all good games, generally they're pretty buggy on the week of release and they come out with patches. So I think that we just need to have a little bit less expectations and be a little bit more patient because eventually it's going to be great. Even when The Witcher 3 came out, apparently it was pretty buggy as well, and they fixed that and it became a masterpiece, right? So it's only a matter of time before CDPR does that to Cyberpunk.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't help that Cyberpunk was hyped up like crazy and everyone was already saying it was like game of the year before it even came out. Like, there was absolutely no way in the world Cyberpunk would ever meet its expectations, especially like on release and being pushed so much back.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, the game is incredible. When you're playing it, like, no matter what platform you're on, ex unless you're talking about the previous ones, you're gonna find value in that game. Like, I'm think I'm like what 50 hours in, and I'm not even close to even doing the story yet. Like I'm still technically in the beginning of the story, but I've done nothing but side missions, and I'm having more fun doing the side missions than actually actively going to do the story.
No, the I'm worst having thing... a blast playing it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The I worst thing I saw. Yeah, like the worst thing I saw was literally a car floating. That's it.
Shannon, you've been playing it a bunch too. What are you saying about it?
Oh, I've enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I got it on PC though. I've been steering away from Xbox, so I kind of lucked out on that.
So I think it's a mix kind of between like the CDPR situation, right? So you have the one side, which you have all these people sending death threats to CDPR, telling them to release the game and stop delaying it. And then they release the game, so and now everyone's flipping out. Why did you release this? You know, destroyed everything. You took my money. You stole my money from me, right? But I think people don't realize with CDPR, they're kind of in a weird situation because the architectural console versions for Xbox Series X and the PS5 are completely different than the PS4 and the old Xbox. So that makes it even more difficult to release that, right? And like you were talking about before, Qcento, The Witcher 3 was a shit show when it got released. And you had issues where if you had too much stuff in your inventory, the save would delete itself. The game would crash. And now the same issue is happening with Cyberpunk, where if you have too much stuff in your inventory, they're actually releasing things saying don't hold too much stuff in your inventory because you could corrupt your save. But my problem with Cyberpunk right now is they should have warned people that the game was not going to perform on older consoles correctly. And then, Ezra, you said they were offering refunds, right, for that when they came out. And I was, like, totally for that. Literally 12 hours later, they said that they never said that. They were not offering refunds. And I work for a very large retail company that said that they were not going to offer refunds because if a game is open, like an Xbox game or a PS4 game, it is illegal to return that game because it goes against certain kind of piracy laws.
Yeah. And then a couple days
later, my company came out and said they were going to return any copy if it's open or unopened. So I think the whole, like, they've kind of not been sure what they're going to say, what they're not going to say, for the same reason that the Twitter account said the game was not going to be postponed. And then, like, what, 3 days later, they postponed the game again. So I think that's the problem. The gaming community has kind of grown into, like, it's so large now that, like, I think it's bigger than movies now, to be honest with you. I think people are flocking to games more than they're flocking to the movie theaters now or release games or release movies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with the way COVID has treated, you know, the amount of interactivity that we can go out inside and have. You know, like a lot of people were saying, well, what's the point of going to movie theaters now? Me dropping 50, 60 bucks with a family of four now, to go see a movie and then not end up liking it. But then now you can just go pay for one of these streaming services and stay in the comfort of your own home and watch up-to-date movies. Like I think they said that Wonder Woman is coming to HBO Max when that comes out on Christmas. Like everybody's going to watch that from home. But the sequel to the first one, I guess, was it Wonder Woman 1984? And then also Disney Plus is getting a lot huger now with the amount of shows that are coming through Star Wars. Like that $8 or $9 that Disney Plus is charging for their shows, that's an incredible value to have. What I think they said 13 new Star Wars shows and 3 new movies coming.
I think that's like a topic for another podcast, but I think it's a good point that like the way media is distributed now has completely changed. Like I think movie theaters are dead. Like, you look at movies are now being forced to HBO Max. So like if you want to watch a movie, you can't even like buy it anymore. You have to watch on HBO Max, you know?
I miss Blockbuster.
Yeah, what happened? There's still a Blockbuster in Alaska. Do you know that? There's still one available, I think.
Yeah, one single Blockbuster.
I would still go, man. Like as a kid on the weekends, going picking out that Nintendo 64 game to rent.
Hell yeah, dude!
You know, you grab the snacks by the counter.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a vibe.
We had that.
Do you know what we're talking about? Do you know about Blockbuster?
I do know, but I've never really done it personally.
Hollywood Video, dude, we had that too.
That was childhood right there. waiting, you know, getting good grades every week just to say, hey, mom, like, look, I got a good grade. Let me go to Blockbuster and get a game, rent it for the weekend.
Yeah, 5-day new release. You got to cram those hours in to beat it.
Oh, yeah, as fast as you can. So, like, what do you, like, we're at 27 minutes now. We try to keep our podcast kind of a little bit above that. But what are you guys playing outside of Gwent? So, I know this is about Gwent. It's about CDPR. But have you guys got the new consoles? Have you guys playing anything new outside of the game? Or are you guys just divulging all of your energy into Gwent? We know the answer from Cusento besides work and Gwent.
I'm putting my patience into Gwent, patience. Right. But I've been playing a lot of Far Cry 5. I love it.
Nice.
It's been going really well. And I played some Call of Duty a lot lately. Just beat the campaign a couple days ago. But I have Cyberpunk, and that's the next one I'm going to play once I finish Far Cry. I just want to kind of get them done in order so I don't have to have too many games open at once.
Are you streaming all that on your channel, or are you just playing it kind of off your channel?
Don't need to be streaming all the time, you know?
Yeah.
The thing about the story game is, like, you know me, I don't shut up, so I like to talk to people. If I'm, like, just kind of running across a map, I find maybe I'll be ignoring the chat. It's not going to be as fun for me.
True.
I will say, playing COD with him does bring a different side out to him. He is the objective, and I will say this, the objective whore. I love it. This man will tank his KD to win the game. I wish I had more teammates like that.
Yeah. I do whatever it takes.
It's for the content. The content,
there you go. For the content.
What about you guys?
That's
what
right.
are you guys
playing? I'm the one that's dropping all the kills. He's the one collecting all the tags or whatnot.
You're 95% of the population, Ezra. You're just the person that cares about their KD.
Exactly. Yep, you were right. I'm the one bitching and complaining about my KD. And then you got Kisenta over here in Kill Confirm collecting 34 tags while everybody else has less than 10.
Here's how bad it was. It's 65 to win for the game, right? 65 objectives to win the game. I got 34. The other five guys combined got maybe 30. Like, what the hell? Yeah. In my opinion, I'm carrying that team. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It was good times. Good times.
Shannon, Rita, Lemon, what do you guys plan?
I mean, literally just Cyberpunk, Gwent, pretty much all I've been playing the last couple weeks.
Cyberpunk, what did you start out in Cyberpunk?
I did Nomad to start with. Oh, shit. I heard like everyone's going to do Street Kid, so I want to do something
like I'm
a little bit different.
The only person that's done Corpo. Am I the only person?
No, Patty did Corpo.
Oh, Patty did Corpo?
Yeah, but Lemon, I picked Nomad too.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a nice part.
I did the Street Kid. I feel like that's...
Yeah, I did Street Kid as well.
Street Kid as well.
You start from the grime and you work your way up. I felt like that was the natural way to do it.
What's your impression with Cyberpunk, Lemon? Like, how many hours are you in? What are you enjoying about it? What do you not like about it? Would you say buy it if it's on PC, or would you say wait?
I have no idea how many hours I'm in. I've played a pretty good amount. I guess I would recommend buying it. Like, it's a very good game. You can maybe wait a bit, see if the price goes down a bit, see if bugs get fixed, but I think it's still very, very good as it is right now. Like, I've been enjoying it a lot. There's so much content, the just gameplay, from like the driving to the guns to the hacking and story. It's just all very, very good, I think. Like, it certainly has delivered quite well.
Then Shane, you've also said you're playing Cyberpunk, you're playing Street Kid, you said, right?
I am playing Street Kid, yeah.
And what would you say about it? If you're playing on the PC, do you enjoy it? Would you recommend buying it?
Oh, yeah. I would say buy it if you really, really want it. I'm enjoying the hell out of it, so I have no complaints.
Are you playing anything else on your channel, or are you playing anything else on the side, or are you just pretty much Gwent and Cyberpunk? And
oh, well, Gwent and Cyberpunk for sure. Stardew Valley, it's an indie game.
It's a good one, yeah.
That's more of my like morning coffee chill farming
She does
game.
Like her farm games. I sit there and watch it, and I'm like, what's going on?
And then like 3 or 4 hours pass, and I'm like, oh my God, I should probably go do something.
I did Stardew Valley for like 10 or 12 hours, and I couldn't do it anymore, but... It's a good
man. I hate how you get tired in that game.
Yeah, animal.
Like after five trees, then you have to go to sleep. Yeah. It's like a pain in the ass. I really liked Animal Crossing.
I was about to say I can do Animal Crossing more because then the one you can just like replace your tool. You know,
I probably have so many weeds I haven't played in like 3 months.
I was running like
sure I haven't heard of that one.
I was running like a mafia on turnips, and then like I just stopped playing it, and then, but. with me, I've been playing Gwent on the side. I've been playing Cyberpunk, but I actually got a couple of the new consoles, so I actually been playing the crap out of Spider-Man right now. I don't know why, but ooh. I started playing.
I heard it's really good.
Oh my god, I played the remastered version of Spider-Man, which you got if you bought the PS5 version of the new one, and I'm loving it. It's a fantastic game, but it's kind of what I've been doing. I mean, but Gwent, it's kind of on the side. What am I talking about? Yeah, I've been playing a lot of different games, but so otherwise than that, we're coming up to the end of the podcast. What do you guys have to say? We're coming up with a new year, right? So this year has sucked for some people. It's been awesome for some people. What would you guys, if I could give you 30 seconds of what the new year is going to hold for you and your channel, what would it be?
I'm deleting it.
So if you follow QCento on YouTube or Twitch, just stop subscribing.
Say goodbye to the content.
No, we're going to ramp things up, man. We're going to take it to the next level. And I'm really thankful that I started streaming in September. It was September 9th. And, you know, we hit 500 followers the other day. And I thought that was really great. And I just want to say I'm actually very thankful for that. But this coming year, I want to really step it up and get into doing some more stuff and doing some more games as well. And, you know, just making it kind of a whole thing. So,
hey, bud, you're forgetting the most important thing about your channel. What did you apply for just recently?
Oh!
I got the AOK to apply for Twitch Partner.
That's awesome.
So all we right. sent the application. They'll probably reject it.
Hey, that'd be a great Christmas gift if they didn't,
say
though.
Don't say that. Positive thoughts, QCento. Stop that.
No. One of these days, I just don't know. I heard they reject everybody the first few times. So, we'll set the expectations low but the hopes high, and we'll just see where that goes. Either way, it's not going to deter me. I don't have that sort of expectation at this point. It would just be kind of cool, you know?
Nobody
rushing. I guess for me, next year, I have like my last year of high school here in Australia. So I'll probably be a bit busy with that, though I do certainly want to still be keeping up with streaming and Gwent. I have like a school holiday throughout January, and as like the competitive season is resuming, I definitely want to try and place top 64, although I don't know if that's possible for me. But here's hoping.
Next World Masters.
Yeah, next World Masters.
Yeah,
and
we'll be looking
and
for
youngest
you.
Youngest masters of all time.
So
I mean,
Barkeeps of Barkeeps of Verdania brought to you
here.
By Lemon. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly. We knew you before you made it.
Before you made it.
Yeah. Don't forget about us when you become popular, bud.
What about you two?
Speaking of, okay, well, since we're on the topic of World Masters, so I was in. What was it? I think it was. Spyros? No, Seely's chat today. Mm-hmm. And Pieable said that he got into his first car accident today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he aww. Said he did a fender bender with somebody because he was driving, he said he was driving somewhere and it was raining quite a bit. They slammed on their brakes. He slammed on his brakes. And apparently no serious damage was done. The guy was pretty okay with it, but Pieable was freaking out. And the guy just let him, okay, just... We'll just say nothing happened, no police, and we'll get out of here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't a new sports car or something with that.
That's what I was thinking. That's what everybody was saying. They're like, bro, did you crash a brand new car from your World Masters money?
Yeah, right.
He's like, no, I haven't got it yet. They said I have to wait till next year.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Nothing for you? Trying to retail? What do you got going on?
Maybe complete some games. I'm really loving that I got into like the Twitch community. Everyone's been so nice and supportive, and I wish I would have done it a long time ago. But yeah, just hang out, be with family and friends as much as possible. I know COVID wants to try to restrict that, but we don't let it get in the way for the most part.
Very good. I know I got a couple things on the list for this next year. I mean, I'm trying to grow the community as well. The podcast has grown I have expectation with the podcast, and I felt like it's grown to that. But at the same time, when I look at the viewers and the countries and all that stuff, it's pretty awesome. The Twitch, probably not as much as I wanted to, but I think it's all about like where you put your eggs in your basket, right? Eventually want to get back a little bit more into music, so I'm focusing on a couple of instruments every other week because I play a lot of music and stuff like that. And I'm also doing something really interesting this year, this next year. My wife said that it's not going to happen. You're stupid. You're crazy. I'm going to give up alcohol this next year, which I don't know why I'm doing it. It's just like my wife says you can't do it kind of thing. So it's going to be like
for the liver.
It's going to
they said we couldn't do it.
Exactly. It's a journey. It's a journey type of thing. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And, trying to build a little home studio, do some more music, maybe bring the Twitch into some like drums and guitar and stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing. But you guys have anything else you want to get into?
Let's start our own band. Let's play Clone Hero, where so, we can all play the Guitar Hero ripoff.
That's the funny thing. I've been telling people at work about what I'm doing, and they all want to come over and play instruments. So we might move into that with Twitch. It might be Tuesday is the Gwent stream, and Wednesday is just jam sessions, you know? So we'll see what happens.
It's actually not a bad idea. Sometimes I go in that section just to hang.
Yeah.
Like in the music section, there's some good stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I get ready for work, I sometimes put on like the DJ sets or something. Hell yeah. You know, it's I would watch it for sure, man.
So you guys got anything else? It's Christmas week. New Year's is next year or next year, next week. Anything? You guys are good? No.
Oh, I always have something to say.
Say something. Let's go. Cause I'm trying to get something out of you guys and you guys are just remaining silent and I'm just sounding like asshole.
Honestly, I'm just gonna plug the channels here. Cuseno01 on Twitch. You got Cuseno on YouTube, and I'm doing uploads every single week, different deck guides and stuff like that. But you know, I also want to get to know you guys. So if you go to my profile on Twitch, there's my links, like my Discord and stuff like that. And I become good friends with a lot of you guys off the stream, and that's really cool. So it's really nice to get to know you guys outside of stream. I know we're not really supposed to divulge too much about our personal lives on the internet, so it's a good way to just kind of, you know, chat offline and kind of, like I said, get to know the community better. So check out the Discord as well.
Yeah, I mean, my streaming has died. I want to get back into it, but then I feel like I'm more of the supportive person. I like to help everybody rather than myself. So if I can get back into streaming, maybe find the motivation to do it, I will. But I think I like being the supportive viewer there.
But you can support people while making content, right?
Hell
the content helps that them get true. To...
You sure can.
Then you just got to find something you like to do, right?
Then,
but you're always supportive in my chat, so I appreciate that.
We got Chanarita. Plug your shit. Let's go.
Yeah. Soon to be Chanarita as soon as Twitch likes me to change my name. But right now... Shaneriqua. Shane. Riqua. I am on Twitch and Discord is Shaneriqua, and then I'll have some other social posts later as far as Insta and all that as soon as I'm able to change my name officially to Shaneriqua. But yes, come hang with me, chat with me. We have a lot of fun.
Awesome. And then Lemon.
So on Twitch, I'm just Lemon44, except to change the O to a zero. Other lemons were already taken, unfortunately.
I feel that.
Yeah, Discord is... I mean, you can pretty much just catch me on the Team Creve Discord. That's the main place I hang out. Yeah, so certainly join the Discord. It's a great place. Great people. It's a great place to be.
Question for you, Lemon, to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Can I? You just gotta say it. Don't ask him.
Now you give him the nervous feeling.
Can I get a coaching session one of these days?
If you want to get it from me, sure.
It's gotta be free though.
Oh man.
Alright. Lil, do you want to do a co-op stream sometime? Let me know. We could chat about it.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be down for that. I had no idea what that was going to be, but that's
it's not gonna be a bad question. It's just I, you know, normally people are like, oh fuck, I gotta coach this guy. Like,
oh no, I'm happy to help out. I mean, don't have any huge expectations of me, but I'm happy to do my best.
I'm sure you're probably a better player than me, eh?
All
right.
Well,
thank you.
Besides all the bantering, thank you guys so much for joining the podcast. Please hit the subscribe button in your podcast of engine. I know it sounds crazy, but it helps you guys see when our episodes go live. Also, comment on our episodes and talk about how amazing Qcento is and how annoying Dark is, just so we can see people are listening. It also helps us climb up the list. But you guys rock. Guys, all have a fantastic Christmas, a fantastic New Year's, whether you celebrate it or not. Give thanks for the things you have, and you guys all have a wonderful night, and thank you again.